The snitch had disappeared again. Malfoy was still keeping close to Harry as he soared over the match, looking around for it, once Gryffindor were 50 points ahead. Katie scored, 50-10. Fred and George Weasley were swooping around her, clubs raised, in case any of the Slytherins were thinking of revenge. Bowl and Derrick took advantage of Fred and George's absence to aim both bludgers at Wood. They caught him in the stomach, one after the other, and he rolled over in the air, clutching his broom, completely winded. Madam Hooch was beside herself.
"You do not attack the keeper unless the quaffle is within the scoring area," she shrieked at Bowl and Derrick. "Gryffindor penalty."
And Angelina scored, 60-10. Moments later, Fred Weasley pelted a bludger at Warrington, knocking the quaffle out of his hands. Alicia seized it and put it through the Slytherin goal, 70-10. The Gryffindor crowd below were screaming themselves hoarse. Gryffindor was 60 points in the lead, and if Harry caught the snitch now, the cup was theirs. Harry could almost feel hundreds of eyes following him as he soared around the pitch, high above the rest of the game, with Malfoy speeding along behind him. And then he saw it. The snitch was sparkling 20 feet above him.